August 21st through the 23rd. All sessions are free. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-SEE-JOYCE or visit us online at joycemeyer.org.
Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solis Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Solis Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solis Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Licensed and insured, serving the Treasure Coast and South Florida since 1994 in commercial and residential roofing services. Located in Port St. Lucie, Solis Roofing Contractors is available at 772-336-1633.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
There's a verse of scripture in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 25 through 31. I'd like to begin reading that. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and base things of the world, and things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. I've often meditated on the verse that says, because the foolishness of God is wiser than man, and the weakness of God is stronger than man. We continue in our study on the faith crisis, and we continue in our topic, pulling down strongholds. If we are truly to be effective in spiritual warfare, this verse in 1 Corinthians 1 and 25, we must have a grasp on it. We must understand it. There is a dimension of victory that lies beyond your strength. There is a dimension of victory that lies beyond your wisdom. As a matter of fact, as it pertains to man, they see it as foolishness. It's interesting that God has chosen this way to confound the wise, to bring to naught the mighty, through foolishness. What the world deems foolishness. You know, they deem your standing up, lifting your hands and lifting your voice and shouting praises to a God that you can't see. A lot of the world would deem that to be foolish. But see, God has chosen the foolish. He has chosen things that are not seen to bring to naught things that are seen. And the weakness of God, this, I pray that you grasp this and never forget, never let it go. But the weakness of God is stronger than man. In order to truly have victory in warfare, you have to come into that dimension. You cannot face your enemy in your own strength. No, your strength does not measure But there's a weakness in God that is stronger. Are we clear? So we're going to continue in pulling down strongholds. And in order to truly be able to pull down strongholds, we have to enter into that secret place. You see, if you could pull down all the strongholds in your own strength, then you wouldn't be glorying in God. You'd be glorying in your own strength. Now, understand that our own strength can take us so far. As a matter of fact, much of Christianity today, much of it, sad to say, is not spiritual, but it's carnal. It's not spiritual, it's soulish. In other words, people operating according to what they think. And because of the gifts and the calling of God being without repentance, there's certain things you can do and accomplish in your own strength. Hello? And you can go so far. But look at someone tell me, you can only go so far. If we're truly and genuinely going to experience change and breakthrough, how many are ready for some change? I mean some real promised land, not just viewing it from afar, but entering into it and possessing it. Then there has to be that crossing over from just your own strength and entering into God's strength. That has to come first. Otherwise, we'll have battles that we win, but the war will never be won. But there remains a rest for the people of God. Amen? Okay, let's go back to Numbers, where we started, Numbers chapter 33. Numbers 33, and I'll start at verse 50. The Lord spake unto Moses in the plains of Moab, by Jordan, near Jericho, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, when ye are passed over Jordan into the land of Canaan, then you shall drive out all the inhabitants of the land from before you, and destroy all their pictures, and destroy all their molten images, and quite pluck down all their high places. Ye shall dispossess the inhabitants of the land and dwell therein, for I have given you the land to possess it. And ye shall divide the land by lot for an inheritance among your families, and to the more you shall give the more inheritance, and to the fewer you shall give the less inheritance. Every man's inheritance shall be in the place where his lot falls. According to the tribes of your fathers, ye shall inherit. But if you will not drive out the inhabitants of the land from before you, then it shall come to pass that those which you let remain of them shall be pricks in your eyes and thorns in your sides, and shall vex you in the land wherein you dwell. Moreover, it shall come to pass that I shall do unto you as I thought to do unto them. These were the instructions given to Moses, the children of Israel, as they crossed over. Now, Moses didn't cross over, but this was the instruction. And what we first see is that they were to cross the Jordan. There can be volumes written about what it means to cross the Jordan. We looked at it a bit more in depth our last time. It means descending and dying. In other words, crossing Jordan has to do with your dealing with yourself. Amen. I'll say it again. Crossing Jordan has to do with, it's a type of having to deal with yourself. You see, God is not slack, nor is he impotent. God can do anything at any given time, any way he chooses to do it, and do it fully, accomplish it fully. But the issue lies with us, as it was with Israel. God gave them the promise, but they were not prepared to possess the promise. The first set of spies that God did not choose, actually he consented to it, but didn't choose it. Didn't choose to send spies because he had given them a promise. Why spy the land when God's given you the land? Just go up in there and tell them, get out the land. They sent spies, and the spies didn't cross the Jordan. Two had been equipped and prepared, but 10, the majority that caused the people, that infected the people with their unbelief, did not cross. They died by the plagues that they thought Moses was leading them into for their families to die by. They died by those same plagues. Amen? So we see when you cross the Jordan is different because self has been dealt with. Now, if we're truly going to pull down strongholds, we must first pull down the strongholds on the warfare plane of our mind, our thinking, our motives. Because when you enter the promised land, your heart has to be pure. You cannot give place to the devil to work with things. You know, if you were a thief in the wilderness and you don't cross the Jordan and you go into the promised land, now you're just a thief in the promised land. You've not changed. And so you would hinder the establishing of God's purpose or nation or kingdom. So the Jordan has to do with us dealing with ourselves. Now, we looked at Philippians chapter 2, 5 through 8, talking about Jesus, chapter 2, verse 3, 4, 5 through 8, how being equal with God, he thought it not robbery to be equal with God, being equal with God, yet he made himself of no reputation. Now, this is King Jesus. He knew the way. He knew the way to pull down the... See he had to deliver mankind. And you think about a moment. When he was in the garden, he said, Peter, put away your sword. Don't you know that I could pray and have more than 12 legions of angels come? We could fight like this, and there would be no contest. But no, he walked in a manner by which we can follow his example and find individual deliverance, individual triumph. See, what he did is a finished work. It's done. We are saved. He's given us all the grace that we will ever need. Hello? Everything we will ever need is already available to us. It's not something we got to try to get. This is what we have to understand. That's why the weakness of God is stronger than men. Because see, some folks still trying to get, still don't think they are capable, still don't think that they are, you know, qualified. No, God qualified you. Jesus paid the price. He defeated every devil. Hello? Every one of them, not one of them, Satan himself has been defeated. Jesus triumphed over him, and then he gave us the victory. Now we are to walk in that victory, but that type of victory you cannot attain in your own strength. You cannot attain that in your own nature. It's got to be the nature of Christ. That's where the victory's been wrought.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 17 of The Faith Crisis, Pulling Down Strongholds, part 2. Faith is a powerful element in the life of the believer. Anything that is not of faith is sin. Living a life of sin is missing the mark with God. The Bible clearly states in Hebrews 10:38, "Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him." It takes faith to love, which essentially translates to understanding that faith operates by love. If your faith is not working the way the Bible promises, you should take a close look at your heart. Don't allow relationships that have gone wrong or miscommunication to clog your arteries, which keeps the blood flowing to your heart. An open heart can receive love as well as show love. In that way, you're loving people the way God intended for you to, and you're operating in faith.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.